think my melee is saying I haven't paid my rent yet tomorrow.
You probably will have your furniture sold at auction.
You need to go in and confiscate my clothes.
7-1. Go ahead. You think you were actually able to see these people on foot?
Can't see the people, but they're using flashlights, apparently trying to keep them shielded, but you can see one every once in a while. In fact, I saw one just as that flare went off.
Mm-hmm. 5595 CP. RB3 to APC3.
All that scary really is the fall. It's not the sun. Life back just coming to pass.
10-4.
But I do have news on it. We need it.
Fitzpatrick,
3, did you read that last transmission from 4? That's 10-4. We got a vehicle coming over the hill. I thought it might have been you.
Yeah, there's no way to do it now.
CP, Fitzpatrick, are you trying to reach CP?
That's affirmative. Can you read me, CP?
Very faintly, but I can read you.
I just had telephonic contact in the kitchen. They said they were told to stand by and they'd be advised of how many people be coming in to eat and what time. And they're still on standby.
10-4. Hold on.
That's the kitchen at some of the school that had food there.
Yeah. I don't even know who made the arrangement.
Should I get a hold of John McCarty?
I'm not too sure, but what's the gal that was running this?
Susan, I think she might know something about it. Sue.
Yeah.
She was working on it earlier.
They're going to have to. Those poor guys got
the one coming down from the north. This is Seidel to all three. We got one coming down north. If you're friendly, blink your lights. I don't think it's friendly. Unit approaching RB3. Identify yourself. Before you come out this morning, would you get a hold of one of the IMTs and have have him look at your radio, please? Because every time you hit that mic button, you're screwing up the airwaves.
10-4.
I went down to a law enforcement meeting. It seemed to me like a law enforcement officer, I'd be down there meeting.
Are meeting together?
Yeah.
Is that a joint meeting down there, Bobby?
Yep. All law enforcement personnel.
Is that right? I'm Secretary of Transportation.
I'm in communication.
Me, I only go to court.
Yeah, I guess I'll walk down there.
Okay, here's the thing. We want the school for sleeping quarters. We don't want the kitchen. And find out where he is, because I have to go downstairs and tell the guys where they're going to be staying.
Okay, I think you get to school. Okay, thanks. See Peter Fitzgerald.
Fitzpatrick.
See Peter Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzgerald's pretty good, sir.
RB2,
RB2, you stand by, please. Fitzgerald, we've been advised that the only facilities that were needed were sleeping facilities, not kitchen facilities. What else do we need to know?
And where
is
it? I know, but where? What part?
Good night.
But that's what McCarty wants to know. He's got to tell these guys where.
Where should the men be sent for sleep?
Kitchen facilities were not needed. The only thing that was needed was sleeping facilities, and we need to know where the agents are to go.
That was very good.
You must mean Fitzpatrick. This is Fitzgerald.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't want Fitzpatrick. Sorry.
Just outside the command post office there showing you how to get here.
Yeah. It's a school.
And could you have somebody call the kitchen, which is phone number 5197, extension 27, and explain to them that they're not supposed to be on standby?
See, Peter Birdseye, did you read that transmission?
No, it's quite garbled. Didn't hear a thing.
This is Patrick, command post.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Okay, there is a map on the bulletin board outside of the command post office there in the hallway. Give directions on how to get to the school dorm, which is where our living quarters are. And also, if you have somebody call the kitchen, which is phone number 5197, extension 27, and explain to them they're not supposed to be on standby.
10-4, will do.
On that road running by that windmill, they're probably escaping.
Someone has to call 867-5197, extension 27, and explain to them that the kitchen is not supposed to be on
stage. How come when you say somebody's supposed to call, you look at me?
We have to be advised
that the vehicle they stopped. Well, we're getting one just once in a while. It's like I say, it's like a flashlight that they're trying to keep shielded, and every once in a while they slip a little bit or something.
That there's a map.
They're not on the creek bed. That creek bed is only about 100 yards from us.
Wait.
Are
you
going to
wait for me?
No.
They're south of your position there in relation to that creek bed.
They won't let us have
phone to get it.
Gentlemen.
Geez, the meeting's downstairs. The supply room. We didn't see
this is recorded. Mitch, the number you just dialed, has either been changed or disconnected?
No, something's changed.
No doubt it again, it might have
been. That phone's all filed up. Let me try this
one. It's so dirty in there that it doesn't. I think I used to have 7. 5, 1, 9, 7.
Don't still discontinue number.
Go ahead.
Do you have a starlight scope at your position?
You have an extra car.
Negative.
Thank you, thank you.
An extra car?
Sure, I'd like to have one.
I think you're going to try and get you one.
We got lots of copies of these.
That's not the complete book.
No, I'm just going to take up the bird's eye.
This is RB1 to
MI5.
I can see the creek bed. There's no doubt about it.
Stand
by a moment.
Somebody's
Xeroxing
a copy
of it off now. If you want to wait, we'll get you another one.
Sure.
Okay.
Gotta get a copy of this first.
Where are you two crazy
guys going now?
Bird's
Eye.
Would you like to come along?
Yeah, I'll be three to four.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to go out there, but somebody's got to be here.
Have we got a vehicle moving between us?
That's right.
That's RB9.
They're going to get a list of these.
That's not a... That's a car, is that right? That's a firm. Okay, very good.
RB1 to RB7.
Seven.
Now, where that fire first burst, if you could get about 100 to 200 yards south of that, along that creek bed, so on, over the creek, into this field on our side, that's what we're wanting.
Reverend Hayes? Yes, this is Richard.
7 MI5. What's the
signal number?
What can I do for you?
We may have it. What's your name?
4, F-O-R-E.
Going across farm.
Is there anybody else out there? Hey, guys.
1 to 7. Go ahead. Would like that shot at about 10 degrees trajectory. You'll know what it'll do when it hits the ground.
4-3.
Where were they planning on going?
We've been out here about since Tuesday night.
Well, they and where were they going from?
Were you worried there was a big mix up at the hotel? And they left late.
How to come in?
Everybody had to clear out of the motel and that thing.
Oh, let's get you.
They had one car, 8 agents, 11 people, 11. So they took one car, I think it was probably 5 or 6 agents, and they're on their way in. They're waiting for another car.
Well, then,
RB3 from 9.
They've been out.
They rolled there. They rolled about 5 car rolls. This is 3, go ahead. This is 9. Now, we're going to hit our light one time. This will be set in for reference for you. Hold on. We see your taillights. Okay, roger. This will be there. I assume you have a fix on this position. That's firm.
I would say that
RB9 to Bird's Eye. Go ahead, Matt. This is 9. We're in position. 9, you have a light coming down from due north of you.
The road's on.
10-4. CP Bird's Eye. 9 reports he's in position, and we got no response on WUSM Armstrong.
10-4. We can meet him halfway.
Bless you,
sir.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
3 to 9. 3 to 9, go. That may be the marshal's unit. All right.
CP to
SA
5.
Watch that hole.
Well, that sounds...
You better back up and go to the left.
He was on 8. You know if he's still there?
We require it.
What's happening?
We've got that before.
It must be an OEM driver.
CP to RB8.
It's got to be an OEM.
8, go ahead, CP.
Is SA Adjutant at your location?
Well, I just can't tell you other than to tell you that we do not expect any luck.
Probably not.
10-9, please.
Is SA Adjutant at your location?
It's supposed to be on the road, so I'm trying to meet it.
3-9. This is 9, go. Are you still moving? That's a negative. We have stopped now. 10-4, this appears to be a vehicle moving in a southwesterly direction from you. You copy on him? Okay, that's a negative. We don't see anything around here moving now. We moved about 25 yards from the last time we contacted you. That's 10-4. How is the unit copied on you? That other unit, all we could see was tail lights and headlights occasionally was going into Wounded Knee from the northwest. 10-4, what was his call sign? 10-9? The other unit, our other friendly unit that observed us, what was his call sign?
Same thing, RB3.
RB7, RB1. Go. Okay, we got a unit going down there now. When he gets straight across from the point where you want the flyer lopped over, let us know. 10-4?
Yeah, he's getting reasonably close.
10-4.
Do you understand what we want to do?
That's affirmative.
Yeah. Where are you going? How many cars y'all got?
Well, we're
trying to... Now, they have a radio, so you give them a call when you want them to lobby to cross.
I'd say that about that. Let's fire one for effect.
Who's firing?
What about our boy Conley?
I can't cut in to the mic because they're transmitting. And they talk about firing.
Fire BA to CP.
Go ahead, CP.
This is signal 452.
Yeah, that's quite accurate.
Telling me. I'm going to.
You looking for me?
Stand by. What's your signal?
722 Denver.
Okay.
It's going to be on 3 tonight.
Okay.
Tell him to hang on to my M16 and my flight jacket. Okay. Yeah, see what he says. My badge is on. It's reasonable.
Signal 722 advises that he is going to be at RB3 tonight and wants you to hang on to his M16 and his flak jacket.
All right, when he goes out, we'll try to rendezvous.
10-4, thank you. Okay, now I'm
talking. No.
Okay. CP to S.A. Conley. How about Conley?
This is Conley, go ahead.
Do you have the keys to Denver 8?
George is still here. He's downstairs at that meeting. And he's
trying
to clean the
pool
with the floor. Nice job.
Mm-hmm. About right there is where it should be on the ground.
They cut it on it, so he couldn't listen to me.
Flatten her out. Bring her over flat.
You want it a lot flatter?
Conley, do you have the keys to Denver 8?
10-4.
What's your 10-20?
RP8. RB8.
Send him in with Floyd Adson. Where is he coming in?
We need the keys to Denver 8. There's two agents here who want to go to bed.
We don't understand that. We've got Denver 8 with us out here.
The car's there.
Stand by.
Well, ask him where we can meet him. He's asking Adson if he's coming in.
Tell him let's meet him at the Wounded Knee turnoff.
Yeah.
Out there to 3.
We'll meet Adson at the Wounded Knee turnoff.
Is he got the keys on the way in? What are we here for? Can you get
no.
RV8. The Denver signals will meet you where?
We have to bring him in here because we have to get the keys up to Atlantic City. We can check out.
What am I supposed to tell him?
Well, we'll say
I don't know.
Tell him we're going to meet
him. 7, I can't hardly read you. Try again.
He's got a car.
Conley's got the other one.
Okay, at the wounded knee turnoff, if he's got Denver 8.
Meet you at the wounded knee turnoff.
Yeah, lower it down. A lot lower. I don't understand this.
Okay.
Okay,
lower
it down. Go ahead,
miles out there.
Yeah,
but see,
Edson
has his guns.
Stand by one. CP, Birdseye.
This
may be
just within
the
first
time. CP, Birdseye. Four wants to know if we're letting people into Wounded Knee that live there and people that have been checked out before.
Affirmative. Just say affirmative.
Affirmative.
10-4. Bird's out of 4.
10-4.
That's affirmative. People that live there and have been checked out before can go in.
We're still in.
You were a little bit too low that time and pointed a little further south. A little further south.
CP to RB8.
10-4.
There are three Denver signals in here, and they want to meet with you at the Wounded Knee turnoff. Something about exchanging cars and getting that equipment.
Not changing, picking up.
All right, tell them to go there and wait. We'll be there just as soon as our release gets here.
10-4, thank you.
Okay. RB2A to Birdseye. MB55 to Birdseye.
Keep calling Birdseye.
3839, is that you?
That one unit keep calling Birdseye.
They probably know something we don't.
This is Birdcage, go ahead. 55, coming up the road. Very good, 7. Very good. Let's see what she does.
Oh, I might check if they ever get released. Did that guy ever get there for camp? He was. CP to Birdseye.
Go
ahead. Is that car to get up there to pick up the center?
Negative.
I won't be able to get him on the radio.
Which one?
RB1 to 8, you got company coming.
Three? Three, one.
Where were they going to pick up the
Steno's at
Birdseye. RB1 to 7, that didn't do it. Let's try one more. Okay. We don't want to use up all your supplies.
Okay.
Big MI5, is that you moving?
Let me touch
the baby thing.
I'm looking for Strickland.
10-4. A Birdseye from MP55. Good, 55. Roger, did you relay this to RB4?
No.
Ask KC114 to wait until 7613 gets there so I can ride back to town with him.
All right, goes down.
They were going to call back
at 8
o'clock.
They're about
5 after 5.
Maybe
we haven't gotten
through.
Show me how to get
to them.
None of them
have
been there, huh?
CP to unit 2-4. I know we won't
read
the radio. It's really bad.
We got a problem.
Beautiful.
I won't get him either. He's tried. Every time I need a unit, we can never get him.
MP55, was that for RB4? Must be wet grass. MP55's coming up as a relief.
Must be, 7. Tough luck. I thought we had her going.
Who was it that wanted to ask KC114?
Rover 2, you have any more flares?
One's in there taking dictation.
A bird's eye. That was signal 7613. I'm presently in 55.
I can take care of
that. Yeah, but who do you want us to ask? Was that RB4 with his party? 10-4 RB4, the guy driving KC-114 right now. I'd like to ride back with him. I'll be about 5 minutes late. 10-4, bird's eye to RB4. You got KC-114 there? 10-4, KC-114, will you wait for 7613 when you get back? He wants to ride back with you, but he'll be a few minutes late. 7613, you going to be at CP? Negative, I'm going to be out at RB4 in about 40 minutes. Negative, KC-114, he'll be out at RB4 in about 40 minutes. 2-6 to 114.
Turn it down. I don't know how to do it.
Go to
5X2. CG-26 to KC-114.
Yeah, I see you and Rover 2 also.
I don't know if the right way to.
I'll tell you what, if you straight forward,
oh, no,
squeeze that creek bed, it might do a little good.
Someone took my pants.
I'd say one thing, if they're there, they ought to have your head down by now.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, I know all the accidents.
Been to one, right? Yeah. Right here.
What kind of man?
Where's Kathy? Kathy should help you out, actually.
Not one that you carry, there's one right there.
Go ahead.
Well, I assume everybody's getting relieved as soon as this conference breaks up and they get the bodies out in the field. Stand by one. CP bird seat.
CP the bird. Why didn't you call him bird seat?
We're getting some questions from the field. Are all the posts going to be relieved tonight at 8 o'clock?
That's 10-4. The conference broke up a short time ago, and all units are on their way out to relieve.
10-4, 2-8, you copy. Conference broke up a few minutes ago, and everybody will be relieved.
Whenever I get here in the morning to whenever they let me go at night.
Rover 2, you down in that creek bottom somewhere?
Bird's eye relieved to 2XB.
Yeah, okay, I can see your lights. Kind of reflecting them over there. Just wanted to
coming down?
Nancy's coming down tomorrow.
Is that you across from us, MI5?
One of our
stars.
Oh. MP53 to CP.
Go ahead.
We're waiting down in the parking lot on X2B. Could you haul around up there and see if you can find him?
X2B. I don't have
no. This is 5-5, X2B coming up the hill.
10-4.
This is 5-3, we'll be at the gas tank.
I think it's McPherson, but I'm not sure.
I don't know on the radio.
5-3 to 5-5.
Some of these agents are
55, go ahead. Will you be taking that vehicle up to Birdseye on your own?
Yeah, I'll
arrived. He's not alone. The vehicle's going to be returning. Okay, we'll pick him up in the parking lot in about 10 minutes.
You got number two? You guys have these?
I have not been for steak dinner tonight, and I don't know what time I'm getting off. Gotcha.
5-5 is at Birdseye. 5-5 is at Birdseye. 10-4, I understand.
About 30 miles from where I did.
He
went deep. He said he'd be back in about an hour and a
half. Yeah. We're back in Arlington Woodruff to see him, so we mentioned Deli's been around.
I haven't seen him.
He was in here until about 45 minutes ago, and I don't know where he was. He might be on.
Careful, Bob.
RB1, RB2.
He's got a car coming down from the northeast down across the hill.
Do you have enough?
I gave you a lifetime.
Is that right?
Birdseye to CP, RB1 states that Echo, Hawk, and Haber, attorneys for the have just entered RB1. That's negative, Birdseye. They've just departed, wounded me through this position. Birdseye to CP, correction, they just departed to RB1, headed away from wounded me.
10-4. Granny didn't have a number on there, did it?
Yeah, 8421.
Roadblock 3, this is CP.
Go ahead.
Is 8421 there?
Hold just a minute.
Why have we stopped using names? Huh? Why don't we use names?
Oh, we're not. For security reasons.
Those people don't know who the hell we are. They could care less, too.
Anyway, that's...
Now they got it. It takes them 5 minutes to try to figure out who the hell they were talking about.
CP, he's calling the radio now.
This is 8241 CP. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know who left number 3 in that SI-829 en route to Rapid?
10-4 at Yara, Seidel, and Downham. However, I'd guess those keys... There's supposed to be another Springfield unit, St. Louis unit out here with us, but evidently they've had a great deal of problem at their motel this evening and haven't been able to get here yet. For your information, we're no longer concerned about the bureau cars here. Looks to me like the fire is going to be no problem there. The only problem, and it's very remote, is to the west of where the fire on top of the hill is burning. The wind would have to shift considerably, though, before those homes would be in any danger. Over.
10-4. You say that there'll be that St. Louis car might have those keys when they get there. Is that 10-4?
It could have, and if it doesn't, the only ones that can have it are the 829 and then the rental car that the other agents were in that have been relieved here and are on their way back to Rushville.
10-4. Let us know when the St. Louis car gets there if they have the keys. If not, we'll get everyone who's got them, and they'll have to bring them back.
10-4. Birdseye, go ahead, RB4.
Bird's Eye to units headed for RB4 for relief. Bird's Eye, go ahead. Bird's Eye to CP.
CP.
RB4 advises that they only have a few people there, and if the individuals that are supposed to report out there, they'd like to know what their ETA is, so they have some idea of what their personnel will be in the next few hours.
Stand by and let me see what the contingent should be there.
What do you mean?
How many people?
RB1, RB6.
MP1 to Bird's Eye. Bird's Eye, go. I'm just coming into Pine Ridge. Just past the hospital. Where are you located? Bird's Eye to MP1, 10-9.
I just came into town and passed the hospital. What is your 10-20 here?
MP1, I think you're looking for CP, and that is across from the BIA police. It's the building on your right that about two blocks before you hit the stop sign. If you hit the stop sign, you got to go back two blocks on your right. You got to jump the curb and go into the parking lot there.
10-4. RB1, RB6. Three to nine. Nine, go three. Do you have KC-84 over there?
Possibly so. We've got another unit that we picked up for you people.
Stand four.
SI-39 to SI-36.
3-6, that's affirmative. We got KC-84.
9-3, that's affirmative. SI-36 is in KC-84.
10-4.
Roadblock 4, CP. Bird's Eye tell roadblock 4, they should have contingent of 9, repeat, contingent of 9er.
Bird's Eye to RB4. CP advises that you should have a contingent of 9, contingent of 9 at RB4. RB4 is still quite concerned about the fact the manpower situation. Evidently, they, some of their people are on another assignment, and they would like to know when those people are going to be back to RB4.
What other assignment are they on? Stand by, we got a little command problem. What assignment could they be on? Shit.
Let's ask,
This is the key to the room, and all the weapons are checked in. And the Steno knows every time she leaves that she's supposed to shut the door. She should be back and forth with the door.
All right. Bird's Eye, asked number four what that other assignment was. I have no knowledge of that.
Bird's Eye to RB4. Ray, the personnel that another assignment, what is that other assignment? CP is, does not know what that assignment is. Well, RB4, we're not going to be able to help you unless we can resolve this. The thing I can say is they know that the personnel situation there and that you are short and you're supposed to have so many, and they're doing what they can. Bird's Eye to CP, RB4 says that assignment is APC.
9 to CP.
Go ahead.
APC is at 9, at 9.
Standby.
Set forth.
Hey, Monk, do you know anything about what happened to the guys that were assigned to mine?
Hello there. We're going to get signal numbers off these guys and ask on the air.
RB8 moving control to CP.
CP.
This position has detected at least 6 rounds of gunfire from the bunker towards us. We're not going to return it.
10-4, any hits?
Not yet, Sam. We'll wait.
10-4. You're getting a nice tan, Ralph.
Yeah.
You get tan, McCarty.
Trunk key around here, has he?
Trunk?
Oh, yeah, I lost the key to my trunk someplace. Like.
No, I haven't.
I can get in with Riggins' key. Is he around?
No, he's gone. He's gone to Martin.
I don't really have anything in there. I need tonight. I can get his key tomorrow. Hey, Chubby.
How you doing?
Where'd you get the coffee cup?
RB9 CP.
CP, go ahead.
Do you have men there that came from 4?
Got an APC, yes.
Do you have men at your station that came from number 4?
Yes, we had 2 signals in the APC who came from 4, CP.
10-4. RB9, this is CP.
Got
go, CP. This RB9.
Do you have all of your men you're supposed to have, plus the men from four there?
Affirmative.
Send some of your men over to four.
That's 10-4.
You two squad leaders, work that out as to what you need there. You're close together, so let's work together.
That's 10-4.
That's been resolved, Mike.
3-6, go to channel 1-9.
Yeah, 9 and 4 are working together now for a change. They decided they were on the same team. Now what happened? Some guys from 4 went over to 9. Nobody from 9 was there to swap off.
Birdseye, go ahead, RB4.
Fitzpatrick?
Go ahead, Birdseye.
RB4 advises that they have an open area now that a BIA unit has been pulled out between them and 8. And when their additional men arrive, they are going to need one HT that is charged, one HT. Is that 10-4?
Tell number 4 that as far as we know here at CP, all personnel that are assigned there have left and should be there. We don't have anybody here to send there.
Birdseye to CP, do you have any knowledge about that BIA unit that is normally between 4 and 8 that's not there now?
Negative. That's a roving unit as far as I know.
Go ahead, RB4, it's Birdseye. RB4, we're still having a little trouble reading you. Could you 10-9, please?
Big Jack. We should have your radio at roadblock 8. No, wait. Wait a minute.
It's 10-4, RB4. CP says that as far as they know, that unit is a roving unit and should still be out there. They have no knowledge that it's not there.
3? Okay, let me find out for you. To who? Just, okay. Birdseye CP.
Go ahead.
Tell roadblock 4 that to maintain their positions, and if the other unit leaves his position, why, that's tough.
Birdseye to RB4. TP says that to maintain your position, and if that other unit. I can see he's not out there.
Right.
Bird's eye to RB4. CP advises that they still have no knowledge that unit is not in the area, and they're working on it just to maintain your position, and you are getting additional men.
That's not what I said.
3-9. Three to nine. Go ahead, Pete. Well, you just fired it on.
10-9.
Were you just fired on?
Negative. Hold on a second. A couple of our men are outside the unit.
RB9 CP.
CP.
We're sending two signals in a KC unit to RB4.
10-4, check with 4 and make sure that you're both adequately covered.
3-2, CP.
Go ahead, 3.
There were just about 3 or 4 shots in this area. It sounded like they were between us, 9 and 4. Can't tell just where they were, but right in this vicinity.
10-4. Bird's eye, CP.
Bird's eye, go ahead.
Tell all units, orders from U.S. Marshals, raise the trajectory of the flares. Repeat, raise the trajectory of the flares.
Bird's eye to all units. Bird's eye to all units. Per CP reference from U.S. Marshal, you are to raise the trajectory of your fire. Raise the trajectories of your fire.
Break, that's flares, F-L-A-R-E-S, flares.
Bird's eye to all units. Correction, not fires, that's flares. Raise the trajectory of all your flares. CP 9, CP, RB 9, go ahead. Just 3. Do you want the ACC over in your way? I just don't know where those came from. I suspect that they came back to our rear, it sounded like, and about 3 or 4 shots. There hasn't been anything else. That's 10-4. If you take any more, the ACC will come over. 10-4.
Where? All.
All.
72 shares.
No, I've lost up to you. That's the key to my truck.
3, there's a lot of the car coming down the hill.
Hello.
guess so. I don't know that I'm going to be there tonight or not myself, but we got to see what that brings.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the way it is.
That's where you are now.
Find the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who has them?
I'm going to wear that St. Louis uniform. It's over there. Over at 3. They make a St. Louis car. So the other St. Louis uniform. They have it.
You don't want to leave that out there. There'll be no tires on it, no wheels. The battery will be gone.
Guards are there.
Well, I tell you, they strip them in a hurry.
Hey,
I wonder where, not bring back this one from Washington. He just loaned it. That's real good. See where the positions are? Gives you an idea of the offense. On first class. Looks like the kind they use in school.
Just like the war, right?
I was out there this.
I'm going to return it where we're still coughing on the
phone.
So they're going to be back tomorrow morning anyway. They're coming back tomorrow.
Hey Ray, you still got 2-4? Good, because there's something in that trunk that's going to have to get out. Two guns I took out. Just now remember. I mean, these are girls. One's a 22, and the other one's at the teller pistol. Automatic.
Sergeant, is there any other guys out there?
Where are you at?
Oh, it's your bed? No, but I've got that. I've got thinking. Oh, shit, can.
You like that stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I've lived on that for 4 years. Yeah.
The only thing I like is the fruit juice.
Fruit juice. The beef steaks are good. It's like, you kind of like spam. But
with a turkey. Strong turkey.
Bone turkey. Bone chicken. I had meatballs and beans. One guy had his little can of something on the fire.
Barbie 3.
That farmer brought that chicken, the damn pie and stuff over there. The farmer drove up and just kicked it into the goddamn fire.
10-4.
Put the can over in the fire.
10-4.
Was salt. Sogs. These are a crew of guys we've had out there.
These guys from Marshall's office are kind of meaner saying, you know? He says, normal. As a group, we think these guys are a bunch of pushers. Everybody's been working straight together out there. You guys got balls. We changed our whole direction.
It's good boys. He's having a ball out there.
I wonder whether he hit this guy or thank you, you know. But he said that too. And he was being serious.
Ray, do we have any more cups? They didn't brawl out. All out.
Well, watch you, the U.S. attorney.
You should have seen the assholes pucker when they started shooting at us. But everybody had a goddamn gun that was shooting.
Did they return fire?
He hit the ground so fast it sounded like a goddamn sack of cement. The other day when they started shooting us, we were marshals. Old Mississippi boy with a mustache. McMurtney?
McMurtney.
He's
Tiger.
Oh, he's their smack guy.
Is
he?
He's the one who shot him.
So wherever they got him, he couldn't walk.
We was all shooting at that time. Of course, we were about 2,000 yards away, and that goddamn old APC shot up there. Boy, the fire was really flying out on
it. Probably he shot 60 rounds.
He probably did. He had
it. But all he had was a carbine. The other guy had a sniper. I just been leaving them on all the time.
That's from 9.
Okay, we have your headlights in sight. We're up on a hill.
Somebody's playing a national anthem.
He's trying to keep his spirits up.
I guess it fell off.
But there's one down there. Maybe that's it.
Patty, you've got two of them.
Got two of them. I'm going to use this, and you've got two cups.
Where'd that one come from?
It's on the floor.
Yeah, help yourself.
I'll put hot coffee in it. That'll kill all your germs.
But just wash it out of it, man. Exactly.
I'll put hot coffee in
it. It's probably got old dust in it.
Well, I'd wash it out.
I don't want you to get dust germs in your throat.
Your germs are out, no dust germs.
No dust germs. I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing.
To be honest, I think that's what we're all about.
RB4 is CP.
Try to reach 4?
10-4, Birdseye. Relay to 4 that a unit with additional men is en route to roadblock 4 at the present time. This is the men that were sent out on the APCs. 10-4?
It's 10-4. Birdseye to RB4. CP advises that you're getting your APC men back. They're en route.
We'll just take your black one, okay? That rental unit, your radio. Because you might need to...
Would like to do that. You would call him and ask for the connection.
Used to be in mind.
Surely. What I would do if I
had a real favor. Sleeping quarters is CP. Yeah, tell Fitzpatrick his stuff's over here if you want to do that.
Sleeping quarters is CP.
Would you know enough about the atmosphere of this community to be able to make an observation?
Sleeping quarters to CP.
Living quarters is CP. Tell Joe that I have 6-1 here. Tell Joe I have 6-1 here. Milwaukee 6-1.
Want to take it over and set up a situation like they have out there?
Sleeping quarters to CP.
I had a list of
there are some people. We get
sleeping quarters to CP.
We don't know where they are. as far as...
Bird's out of sleeping quarters.
And weapons, I don't know of any... I don't know...
Sleeping quarters to CP.
We know they have weapons out there, shooting at
them. This CP,
but,
go ahead.
And we have arrested some people who had weapons. But these are hunting type weapons, which you could have, and I could have.
CP, go ahead, living quarters.
In their home. But it's a very deadly weapon, and it's a long range. But as far as...
Trying to reach sleeping quarters?
Yeah, tell Joe I have MI-16 here. He wants to get his stuff.
I don't recognize what they're talking about. I don't recognize what they're saying. I mean, I know generally what's going on here.
Okay, thank you.
That they were talking about this situation.
Bird's eye is CP. Can you get a hold of 930 and tell him to call CP?
I wouldn't recognize it because...
this is Bird's eye, will do. RB3 to Bird's eye.
That's right. Right.
8-4. Hey, we got a look at Charlie. It's that same 59 Chevrolet that y'all been wanting to see.
In the newspaper, and a lot of people think it's the gospel. When some reporter who has...
Well, he was before we got relieved on two. Maybe he likes us up here on eight. We got six rounds tonight.
He makes a headline out of it and writes a column, and...
Well, we'll try. RB3 to CP.
CP,
is there any status on those keys yet? This fire has become kind of a hazard up here, and we ought to get that vehicle moved.
We still haven't located our Rapid City personnel.
I don't know.
Left message having to call us back. No call yet.
I think that...
check. Also... was there a fire truck en route to this location? Had one been ordered?
One was ordered, but you haven't seen them yet.
That's negative. We're probably going to have to move this position here pretty soon, unless something happens.
You know, that's the dangerous situation.
10-4, if that gets critical in that area, let me know, and we'll get a tow truck to tow that truck or that car out of there.
Yeah, 10-4, do you have any way of checking down there to see what the status on that truck is? You might do it.
10-4, I'll do that right away. Check all your keys that you've got there. If it's the same make, they might work on a chance.
A negative, it's the 72 Chevy. We don't have one here.
Do you know why? Do you have any Chevy keys at all?
Believe negative, however, we'll check. Bird's out of CP.
CP.
Do you know if 930 is on channel 4 or 5? We can't reach them on 5 at this time.
They're supposed to be on channel 5.
Okay, we'll try again in about 10 minutes.
Bird's eye, see if you can raise SI-829.
Bird's eye to SI-829.
Bird's eye, they're in Rapid City. I don't know what channel you should try them on.
Okay, I'll try them on that one. Yeah. You want me to run away and help you? Bert out of CP. I have SI 829.
Ask them if they've got keys to a St. Louis unit. Listen.
Don't worry about that.
RB 8 to 2 or 7.
My name is Whitworth. Yes, I'm with the FBI. I'm not from here. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. I'm down here because of this situation. Well,
that's a Bureau unit on top of RB3. Would you blink your lights, please?
And we're just trying to cope with it and keep from hurting anybody on either side. But I'll take this to the staff and see what they say. Surely.
Bert's out of CP.
CP.
This is Bert's 829 says that they do not have the keys and they have not used that unit today, but that the two Chicago agents out there were using that car.
10-4. RB3, this is CP. RB3, CP. RB3, this is CP. Bird's Eye, see if you can raise 3, please.
RB3, CP is trying to reach you. This is RB3, go ahead.
Who are the Chicago people who are using that unit? Is that the people who went to Rushville?
They're not out here now. We don't know where they are. 10-4, those are the two that went to Rushville. Roberts was one of them, and I think the other one is Froelich or something like that.
10-4.
This is RB3. We got a couple Indian males stopped here. We'll be back with you in a minute.
10-4, pound the hell out of them, okay?
RB9 to 3, do you need any help?
I don't know.
9 to 3, do you need any help? Not right now, I don't think.
10-4.
You gotta try it. You might,
they wouldn't even give us a price.
Oh, they wouldn't?
Well, we got all kinds of cups piled up in front of you, Sharon.
9386 to CP.
This is CP.
I've been trying to get through all night.
Say, what roadblock was it that Lewis and Hilo were arrested?
RB1.
10-4, who was the arresting agent?
O. Harvey. Initial O. Harvey.
10-4, and how far is that from Pine Ridge here?
That's approximately 15 miles.
10-4, thanks a lot.
Old Harvey is not up there, however. He's in his motel, wherever that is.
I'm surprised we got a duty
now. Okay, we'll get a hold of him in the morning.
10-4.
RB3 is CP. Roadblock 3, CP.
RB3.
How does your flaming situation look like over there?
We're working on it. The fire is still burning. Can't do anything with the vehicle yet. I think the immediate danger to the vehicle has subsided.
10-4, we're still trying to locate those guys in Rushville. We'll keep working on it.
Is that line still busy?
Look, I thought that unit was headed to Rapid City.
Negative. We contacted SI-829. They say they don't have the keys that the Chicago boys were using it today.
10-4. CP, this is 8421 at RB3.
Go ahead, 8421.
that car is in no danger, and we can certainly protect it till those guys get back here in the morning. I think we ought to let them get a night's sleep. What do you think?
You're the boss.
Yeah, I'm sure that fire, it's going to be no problem.
10-4. Sit down, Jack. Let's talk about it.
8421.
Hey, when those cars are in there, you can put them in neutral, can't you?
No.
You got 4-0, Mike. You want to come down and sit and smoke on that car then?
Right.
That's, of course, the reason for it.
Hey, I'm going to take a little break and run Jewel there and I'm going to look back.
Good deal.
Well, I couldn't find it. Yeah. I couldn't find the car. But.
Warren, we're going to be down at the end of the hall down here.
All right, sir.
All right.
You drinking out of monks?
No, I'm not drinking out of monks.
Oh, we're going to have a crop anyway. Who's making a record? Good enough.
Take me to your lead.
Calling you Sherry?
No, this is
Sherry
Grady.
Oh, I was going to say. I called
call my Sharon at home Shepherd. And don't ask me. Don't ask me why. That just evolved.
Has there been any action on RV1 at all? Anybody coming out?
Well, that's where they arrested those two individuals.
How long ago was that?
At 8:33 p.m. No action. They're just.
It doesn't look like we're getting much response then, does it?
No. Was that going into effect now? I thought it was. I mean, this proposal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what'd they have until 6 in the morning to come out?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought if we were going to get any action at all, we should be getting it by now.
Yeah.
6 or 8. Well, I thought they started between 8 and 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
No. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so that's the morning. It's from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Starting at 8 a.m. Right.
Yes, that was my understanding.
Yeah, I'm
in the morning.
Well, they're probably powwowing.
Oh, yeah, they're. Sure they are. I think so. But, been exceptionally quiet.
What about the fire? Is that just a flare fire?
The flare fire, and it's there's no danger there. I mean, no problem. They told us that 5 minutes ago. Years ago, I went to our daughter and son-in-law, grandson, live in Phoenix. Well, they're in Kingman, Arizona now. They did the Christian work, and I had a number of hotel. And he lost. One that, you know, you have several holes going up this valley and you have more going up that valley.
Yeah.
It's a big hole. Thank you. course, this is his country club. Of course, he doesn't pay. Thank you. For the free gas. Lundy says, by the way, talking to the somebody about the cashier or the someone in the post office. Got a charge Uncle Sam. He probably made $36. And I was a party, so probably crawling in the country, huh? Oh. Discontinued several days ago, and I don't remember why we did that. Excuse me, or why it was done. But it was just, as I recall it, Roadblock Fly was consolidated into something, and to keep from confusing it, we just never did reinstate it. Try to keep those the same every night. That 9 goes in at night, and up there on the north part, and it's between 3 and 4, and then we take that out during the day because 3 and 4 can see each other during the day, or at least it's close. The tanks are coming from near Omaha. Yeah, we have 3, and 15 more are coming today. They're down here at Martin, which is about 6 miles away. All 15 of them. This is CP, go ahead.
Okay, this is RB3, Pine Ridge 86 is trying to get a hold of Pine Ridge 89. Will you attempt to locate them and relay to us?
Stand by.
Turn around or not.